Rose Williams, a senior at Perry Meridian, says teens don't get asked about their ideas to improve education.
You only get maybe like one or two kids that are willing to even talk about it, and a lot of the people affected aren't even asked to speak about anything.
Gabe Burkhardt, a junior at Plainfield, is more pointed.
I feel like we don't have much of a say at all. We're kind of just there for the ride.
Decatur Central senior Caleb Rofox says there's strength in numbers, though.
Kind of as like a person, just one person, maybe not so much, but if we had like a big group of students that are willing to make the change, I believe that it could happen, along with some teachers who want to stand alongside with us, that we could get something done.
IPS teacher Adrian Ricework says fixing one bad habit could make a huge difference.
Parents so often call me and say, what can I do? I have a B student. I think she can do A work. And my answer is almost inevitably, put her to sleep earlier. I once looked up the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines for the amount of sleep they recommend for 9 and 10 and 11-year-old children. I asked my children, and there wasn't one who was getting that much sleep.
Intianu Sababu, a special education teacher in Lawrence Township, says teachers have to be careful about labeling students.
I ended up with a student in my classroom. He was out in the general education population, and he experienced success in my room because I heard about him. I was a little nervous, but to try to give him a fresh start in my classroom. And when we ask him, okay, what's the biggest issue that you're having, or what's the difference between now and then, his biggest frustration was that, well, everyone already judged me and said that, assumed that I was going to be the same as the year before. So he just fell right back into the old behaviors because that's what was expected of him.
Alan Epstein, another Indianapolis teacher, works to get off to an early good start with parents.
I try to call every single parent before any child has a chance to get in trouble, because then I have a chance to introduce myself and say hello, and I'm not calling to tell them, well, maybe your daughter or your son did something that they weren't supposed to, because sometimes that's the way a parent and a teacher start.
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.